Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a very interesting podcast. Today, we're going to interview Jean Falacara, and he is also known as Cyber Gains on Instagram. He is a real visionary. He's an entrepreneur, a neuroscientist, an athlete. He's a founder and bioengineer and wants to help tell the story of life spanning. What does it mean to have a more full, longer life? And he's really deep into longevity and biohacking. Welcome to the podcast, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you for
Bonjour.
having me.
Yes.
Bonjour.
Say you're French.
Yes. Well, I'm French. I was born in France, but my parents are Italian, both of them. And my first language was Italian. My real name was actually Giovanni, but because I was in France, they called me Jean, and it stayed Jean on every single paper and everything. And now I moved to Canada. I was in between John and Jean. And I moved to the United States, and they said, like, Jean, John, Jean. At the end of the day, it's just me, and you can call me whatever you want. Vanni, Gianni, Jean, John, Jean. It's the same person.
Well, Jean, you've made a career out of and actually been one of the pioneers of the whole biohacking movement. Can you talk a little bit about what made you go into biohacking? Your background is bioengineering as well, right?
Yeah, well, I studied biochemistry, genetics, immunology, biotech as an engineer. But then I even went to the MIT for artificial intelligence, virtual reality. But I've been a biohacker for over 20 years for a reason. The brain is the most interesting part of our body. And the more we dig into it, the more we scratch the surface. We can't understand it completely, but we start to understand some part of it. That's neuroscience, and it's not an old science. It's about 20 years old. But one of the things that is fascinating with the brain is the fact that you are limitless with this brain on the power of achieving almost everything that you can imagine, from learning to executing movement, if you have a brain-body connection that is optimized, to memorizing, to love, to understand conscience or this world as well. When I started as a scientist, I was convinced that you cannot improve your biology that much. You can change some factors. You can heal, and the theory of this universe for me was just like some bobo stuff from 1960 surviving Woodstock. But I realized today, and especially more with the quantum energy Nobel Prize 3 almost 4 years ago now, that we are part of something. We are in this universe. I'm not a fan of wholeness. I'm a fan of oneness. So we have one position to take. We have a certain lapse time to live on this planet. And the only things that we don't master yet, it's time. If we don't master time, how are we going to be able to live longer when the biology of every single species that is called a human on this planet is supposed to be 120, 125, something like that? And we live to 75, 78 for men, 82 to 85 for women. Women live a bit longer, but we don't live to the 120 somethings mark that we are designed for. So there is some things that should be done there that we are not doing properly. And I started that exploration, and my quest was I need to start from the brain because this is the common of everything else. And I became a biohacker.
Explain what is life spanning. So we've heard David
Yeah, so
Sinclair
that's
talk
the
about
thing.
health span. What is life span?
Right. Life spanning is actually a word I invented because biohacking was really perceived in the way that the computer science had that word set up, hackers, hacking. And second, you're a doctor. I'm a scientist. We relate to biology. We cannot hack biology. It's impossible. That is not something that is existing. Mm. You can change your biology. You can optimize your biology, but you cannot hack your biology. So I was looking at that and I said, like, when I ask someone in the street, hey, I'm a biohacker. Do you know what is biohacking? People say like, wow, oh, you're probably playing with the computer in hospital or stuff like that, or stealing information from or data from hospital. That was a very negative impact or aspect of it. And I was just like, my dream is to make people live longer, not just like a few dozen, but 8 billion people deserve to live longer. I will never be able to make people understand that my goal is to make them live longer if I keep speaking as a biohacker. I need to find the right word. And then if you look at what is existing out there, you have lifespan and you have health span. And when you take, you tell people, okay, are you optimizing your lifespan? No, I don't care about my lifespan. I care about my health span. I recorded the name, trademarked it, working on having it in the dictionary. And lifespanning is as simple as combining lifespan, health span, and biohacking, making people live to the optimal as they were designed for.
There are so many theories of aging out there, the informational theory of aging, the, you know, genetic changes that DNA undergoes, telomere aging. What is your take on the theories of aging that are out there and
yeah,
what you want to teach to our audience?
It's very simple. It comes to basic fundamentals. We are aging because of the toxicity of our environment and the toxicity of the components and elements we put in our body. So we accelerate the process of cellular regeneration in a way. Instead of going at a certain pace, we probably go faster. That's why we don't live up to 120. So aging is something that we cannot escape now because the science doesn't allow us to completely reverse aging, but we can slow it down. I reversed my biological age by 28 years. It took me a lot of time, a lot of effort, but I'm the living proof that it's possible. And you don't have to spend $2 million a year to get there. I didn't spend $2 million, or maybe over the course of 20 years, but not in 2 years or 1 year. But I did it, and it's possible. It's possible to slow down the process in which you are stuck to when you eat the wrong food, drink the wrong drinks, and alcohol too much, maybe. Live in this toxic environment, cities, without taking precaution, drinking tap water, then not implementing the right process that we are designed for. When you wake up in the morning, if you want to sleep great at night, you need to see the sunrise, or you need the sun, at least. You need to see the sun before 10:30 in the morning. Otherwise, you're not going to sleep well. And sleep is one of the key factors of aging. So all these processes, you need to first make sure that 90% of these natural behaviors are part of who you are and your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And when you have foundation, the 10% that is coming on the top of it, it's the hardest one to get because it requires a bit of technology, a bit of optimization, a bit of supplements, a bit of everything. And you can go for cold plunges or cold showers, sauna, infrared therapy. Stem cell would be at the extreme of my list. But in between, you have a brain optimization and a couple of supplements like NAD precursors.
Interesting. So I'm sure everybody wants to know what you're doing in your basic regimen. You mentioned NAD, you mentioned cryo and, you know, cold plunging, infrared, obviously getting the morning sun and the good nutrition. Have you done any of those aggressive things? Like, I've heard everything. I've heard young blood transfer. We've heard of total body plasmapheresis, stem cell infusions, exosome infusions. Are you doing any of these?
No, no, I haven't done that yet. I've done harshest thing I've done was this skin treat frequencies. I'm trying to remember the name.
Oh, radio frequency, like a microneedling or a laser device?
Yeah, no, micro needlings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. That's the extreme highest technique I've used so far. I have time. I think that maybe one. I'm not saying no to exosome, or I'm not saying no to stem cell, because I think that the future of aging or going against aging is probably somewhere in between stem cell and some other technology. But stem cells is really a part of it. So why not? For now, I don't feel the need.
Can we ask your age? I
Yeah,
know
I'm 50.
your IQ is like 167 or some crazy high amount like that, like super genius. And you're
Well, yeah, you know, everything is relative in this planet, is always a question of referential.
interesting.
Yeah, IQ is, of course, is one of the most accurate measurement of intelligence. But what is intelligence, and what does intelligence bring you? If when you're a kid, and it's actually more a struggle to be intelligent than be the average. So yeah, that's fine. It's a great number to show up, but
It's, you said your and your chronological age is
57,
57, and then you say you mentioned that you had reduced your biologic
28,
age 20 years. How did you do that?
28. I'm 28.
28 years.
Yeah,
Wow.
28.
With
Well,
diet and exercise and muscle building and all
yeah.
of those things.
Yeah. Well, if you look at my Instagram, I do exercise that are fairly hard to do. Mainly is gymnastic based, full body workouts, control of your core and everything. I keep my body fat in the right target. I have a healthy diet. I don't have a diet, but I have a healthy diet. I don't pay attention to what I eat, but I choose what I eat. Like, I'm not a vegan, I'm not keto, because no, I'm not a carnivore. No diet is sustainable. But it's been like that for years and years, and I have the same weight, this pretty much the same body fat for almost 40 years.
Wow. And do you eat
Yeah.
like a Frenchman? Like, will you have a croissant, a delicious
No, not
chocolate, a
that
wine?
much. No, actually, my breakfast is more Asian style with fish, raw fish. I do intermittent fasting a few times a week. I've never been attracted to everything that is related to sugar. So if you bring me a dessert, I'm just going to look at it and I'm just like, ah, not my cup of tea. But it depends, you know, like a creme brulee, I would say yes, then I go for that.
You can't say no to that. Are
Yeah.
there any wearable tech devices that you're using or wearing an
Not
aura ring,
anymore.
measuring any
Not
nothing?
anymore. I've been, you know, here's the story. For the first 15 years of my life, I've been a harsh biohacker, an extreme biohacker. I was tracking every single data from what I eat to how I sleep to how I behave, my heartbeat, my HRV, my heart pulse, my heart pressure, the number of step I do, everything. Everything, the number of calories I ingest, and the number of calorie I burn, the liters or gallons of water I drink, everything was like mapped and tracked for too long. And I realized after, and at that time when I was doing that, here's the thing. I've been like that tracking and doing those biohacking stuff for almost like 15 years. And I reduced my biological age by 30% at that time. Then I realized in my life that I became addicted to those things. If I was not doing, I don't know, 20,000 steps and it was only 19,899, I would definitely freak out if I was exceeding the number of calories that I was supposed to have for the whole week, not just on the daily basis. I would freak out. I would like panic. And this overall addiction was actually creating stress, and stress creates inflammation, and inflammation and anxiety are so related to not being the best bonus point for your biological age. So what I've done at that time, I gave up on all these trackers, data collection and everything, and I stepped into a natural process of, I've been monitoring everything for so long that I should know my body. And I tested that. Now I can tell you, if I do that, my heartbeat is 67. I can tell you what my pressure, how many steps I've done, just because I remember the number of steps I could do. And I keep my neuroplasticity all active. I don't do the same. I don't take the same path to go to a certain places because it's right there on the corner. I'm going to take another one just to change my mind and things like that. I read way more books today than I was reading before. And I spend a lot of time with myself, which before, as a biohacker, I never had that time for me. I was spending probably 80% of my time trying to extend my life for 40%, which, if you make the mathematic calculation, it's wrong things to do. Today, I'm going to be sitting with myself, no music, no phone, nothing, for 2 hours, and I can keep going because I understood who I am way better. And just by changing that pattern in my biohacking routine, from 30, I went to 50% down. My pace of aging is 0.5, so I'm on the slowest pace of aging in the world.
Oh, okay. And are you measuring that with biologic testing, blood work, yes, or what tests
actually,
do you recommend for that?
Yeah, I do that every 4 to 5 weeks. And I've tried all techniques out there, from blood markers, which is the less actually accurate. Even the length of telomeres is not the most accurate one. True diagnostic was very close to be a great tool, and I'm still using it. And then came on the market a few years ago, GlycanAge from the UK's. And GlycanAge is definitely the most stable one. Like, I can take 3 tests in a row and get the same results. If I take 3 tests in a row with a blood draw or something, I'm not going to get the same results.
So you recommend GlycanAge?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
And then are you doing any other testing, like full body scanning?
Absolutely. I was talking to Dr. Robert Lufkin just before, and this was part of, you know, in part of my routine. I think that you want to live longer, but just make sure that first you don't die of stupid things, like everyone says. But but the second thing is, like, make sure that you don't die of things that you haven't seen, because our body is the king of hiding illnesses. And every year I go for a pre-nuvo full body MRI, and I don't want to end up by someone telling me, hey, you have a phase 3 cancer or phase 4 cancer. We all know today there is no hidden messages there, but we all know that chemotherapy doesn't work. 99.8% failure in treatments. So that is not the way we treat. But if you have a cancer in stage 1 detected, there's a lot you can do. To solve that problem. And this is why I do that. And I do blood draw every 3 months, and I do so this full body MRI, and then I do cancer screenings on the side as well. There's so much technologies and tests today that came on the market, and especially for women, like, there is a cancer a screening test for women that is based on tears. So technologies are available there. Put all these tools, like, of course, the natural behavior are fantastic, but you have to have those technologies as add-ons. Like you have to have supplements as well, because the food is not going to bring you all the supplements and vitamins and minerals that you need.
Have you been doing sort of gut testing and microbiome testing of your oral, like, mouth as well as GI tract? You do all of that.
So we see,
What kind of things has that shown you, or has that changed what you're doing with your diet?
You know what? Nothing, because I was pretty much aligned. I'm lucky enough. Not trying to brag, but those tests are, I'm making them now that I'm pretty much optimized. So they're always kind of pop up as, yeah, you're great, you do well. If I was doing those tests before starting or at the beginning, would have been a different story. And I do recommend people, if you are on the path of longevity, do it. Yeah, do all these tests. You're going to understand so much about yourself and even things that you ignore.
Yeah, that's very true. I saw a little controversial post on your Instagram talking about Botox, which, of course, we do a lot of in our industry. I was curious your thoughts about Botox.
I do Botox, actually. Well, yeah,
yes,
I have Botox here.
You have good skin.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And you treated your forehead. Yes.
Yeah, it's because I used to have this line. I was always like that for years and years. And no, I do Botox here and I do Botox on the side here. There's things that you cannot control that much, even if every morning, you know, I have this massage on the face and the eyes and the cream. Yeah,
yes.
I pay a great attention to that, but I do use Botox, yeah.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts about aesthetics and how, you know, looking good on the outside can actually influence your neuropsychology?
Completely, completely. You know, look at, I don't know, you wake up one day and you feel like, even you're sick, you get sick. You look at yourself in the mirror, yeah, you don't have the same grit as you have when you feel great. I'm a big fan of looking great and feeling great and showing it and living with it. It is an important factor of mental health and balance. And today, there's so many people that have been ignored for their mental health, and they don't pay attention. Being beautiful on the outside, it's something. You have to be beautiful on the inside to also be able to reflect it outside. Otherwise, you're not shining, you know. This theories of quantum is real. Like, we are energy and vibration. The way you vibrate inside will show outside. It's not the skin that is going to stop it. So either you shine, and there's studies on that. They show people under certain frequencies, and they look like, people that are very sad or depressed, they look very dark, and people that are super happy, they look from yellow to blue. So we shine in a different way, and feeling great makes you shine better.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I mean, I definitely see it in our profession that when you let a little bit of self-esteem and lift it, changes how you interact with the world and the way you can make the world better, just because you feel better about yourself, for sure. Yeah. What are your thoughts on where the biohacking industry is headed? Like, are we, I would hate to see a world where we become obsessed, like you said, with tracking devices and blood tests and eating and 75 supplement pills every day. I would definitely not like to see that, but it does seem like the more I study and I'm trying to understand longevity for myself, the more I feel like we're throwing the whole kitchen sink at the human condition of aging and hoping to see something that will give us a decade more, you know?
Yeah. People actually, you know, that's the problem of people. There is a lot of misinformation out there. There is a lot of fake information, fake news. there's a lot of supplements out there as well, and people just are lost in the process. They don't know what to choose. They don't know what to take. So they stack supplement and supplement and supplement. Why you take this supplement? I don't know. I saw someone speaking about it. It seems to be good. I'll take it. They end up by having 130, 150 pills per day. Yes. I'm taking 5 pills, 6 actually, per day.
And now everybody's going to want to know, what are those 6? So you have to tell us.
Basic one. You know what? Iron, NMN precursors, CLA, vitamin D and C, a mix. Uh-huh. Yeah, CLA, conjugated linoleic acid.
Okay.
I take quercetin, and I take, of course, the name just like pops up. It's an antioxidant as well.
Astaxanthin?
That's it.
Resveratrol? Or astaxanthin.
Astaxanthin. Yeah. Love that molecule. Yeah. And once in a while, I take like nitric oxide boosters from our friend, N101. Mm. But that's it. Yeah.
Interesting.
And you don't need. Yeah.
Simple is better. I really feel that simple is better. But
yeah, I agree. And but so to answer your question about where we're going with this biohacking, for the last 20 years, biohacking was a cult. It was a small community of less than 200,000 people talking and dancing together and drinking the same Kool-Aid. Now you have Brian Johnson that came into the portrait, and he became super popular, and biohacking became trendy, controversial, but trendy. Like today, everyone knows what biohacking is. So thanks, Brian, for that. It's great, but it's probably not the way to do it, because I wouldn't dream about seeing this planet drinking cocktails made out of powders, which in a way it's processed food as well, because you want to have all the nutrients and everything, and avoid to normal food and natural food, food that was existing from the origin of the planet. I wouldn't dream of that, because I think that this is the whole concept of lifespanning. Living. It's important to live. It's important to just live, to enjoy being with family, friends, outside, inside, doing nothing or doing something, having a purpose. And what is the goal of your life if is just trying to improve it? If you avoid everything that is cool, because you want to live longer, then you have no life. I'm not for that.
Yeah, Brian Johnson started this Don't Die movement, which I feel that like human frailty and mortality is what it is. Like, I don't know that we can live forever. I don't know that we, you know, like a car, the parts wear out and there is wear and tear. And I don't know that even if we started at age 20 doing all these supplements and biohacking things, I kind of feel like maybe there is a maximum extent.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying 120 years. I don't know if
that's
150 or if it's more than that, if the mechanics of the body and the bones and the joints just starts to break down at a certain point. But I think, you know, that idea of like being very frail in the last 30, 40 years of your age or of your lifespan seems to be scary to me.
But that's the thing, you know. Yeah, that is the problem of society today. People live up to 80, let's say. Let's put an average, okay? 80. But they start dying at 70. And the last 10 years, they end up in hospital and not moving. And the trajectory of life is like it's a constant curve. And then it falls for the last 10 years. So changing that trajectory is a bit. The goal of what I'm trying to do at lifespanning is like, okay, even if you would live only up to 85, I'd like you to be having the vitality that is required I want you to be able to move up to the last day of your life, and not because when you start dying when you stop moving. There is no other things more true than this. So if we can do it, we're going to help people to get there. Simple rules, simple implementation, one step at a time, 1%. You know, you finish to your meal, 97%, not even that. I think it's 99.7% of the population in the US, when they finish a meal, they go on the couch and they watch TV, if they don't watch TV during the meal. Okay. I don't do that. First, I don't have TV, because what I do is I don't take any pills. I don't take aspirin. I don't take ibuprofen. If I'm sick, I don't take any chemicals ingested in my body. What do? You go for a walk. If you were to convince the US population that going for a walk right after your meal will probably make you live longer, because the chances of turning into diabetes type 2 or getting into the obesity space are way lower when you do those simple things. It doesn't cost you money. Mm-hmm. It's a walk. It's simple. Just a walk.
Yeah. And the right time of day with the setting sun and the good circadian rhythm reset.
Absolutely. And it's equivalent to meditation. It's been proven. You don't want to meditate because you don't know how to go for a walk. It's mm-hmm. Same thing, same impact on the brain.
Yeah. You mentioned obesity and, you know, the semaglutides and the peptides that are now so helpful for changing metabolism. They're out there. Are there peptides that you think are super potent and things that you would consider using for yourself, or you've tried?
Yeah, I tried peptides. Well, NAD is a peptide anyway. Mm-hmm. So NAD is a great peptide. And the story is like semaglutide, the peptide, was first used by biohackers before going into the pharma industry. It's like CRISPR, mm-hmm. first used by biohackers and then went to the pharmaceutical industry. And it took like 12 or 15 years to the FDA to recognize that CRISPR was a fantastic technology. Anyway, short story on that. Peptides, yes, I look at certain molecules, not in a long run, but I experimented the CGC1295 mixed with epamorlin, just because I like sport and performances and I wanted to see how it goes. But other than that, I would definitely, if you have to take something, take peptides and not chemicals, like people injecting themselves synthesized testosterone and things like that, or AGH synthesized. I'm against that. I've never tried and I don't want to try. I know the impact on the body, but a peptide is a natural compound that is going to be processed by your body or rejected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the hormones can be so powerful, but we definitely, I think, it's a dangerous territory, just because they can trigger the growth of cancers, mm-hmm. turn on oncogenes, and like mm-hmm. really change facial features and, mm-hmm. you know, change True. Masculinization dramatically.
But for women, perimenopause, I think that testosterone or even hormone therapy, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to consider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely would agree. What do you think is going to be the next wave of biohacking trend coming up? So we see people with the very specialized diets. We see the wearable tech. Mm-hmm. I think peptides is now coming to a climax. Is there the next phase of?
Yeah, we finally understood some things that I've been studying for 15 years. Light and sound stimulation seems to be giving lots of results, even on Alzheimer's disease and brain degeneration. So I would see that as a future trend. Light and sound stimulation, optimizing, working on certain range like the 3 or 4 to 12 Earth's frequencies for sound, and have a specific aspect on the brain that are way more powerful than SSRI, for example. So all these added with technologies like Apollo Neuro, for example, which is based on frequencies and vibration. Also, it's a natural process to calm down people without giving them a pill. So those technologies are very fascinating. They're probably going to be the next trend of the generation of biohacking tools. And soon, they're going to turn to be used in the medical field a bit more, like infrared therapy. More and more, you see doctors using it. And finally, infrared therapy on brain. I've been using infrared therapy on brain for optimization of focus or learning or relaxation. And the first unit I was using was like with 9 spot on the brain as target. Now they make with 18 spots, 18 places in the brain, but also neurofeedback, so adjustable length and intensity of the light. And I've seen recently a report like 3 or 4 weeks ago about infrared therapy and stimulation on brain degeneration that was giving very interesting results.
I've read interesting stuff on autism and low-level laser light, as well as for Alzheimer's and dementia patients, and just increasing cerebral blood flow. And some of the green light lasers for fat lipolysis have been really quite interesting too.
I did a laser IV actually recently. Yeah, it's a company from Germany does that. They've been publishing studies and report, and was curious to see, and I did it. Actually, took methylene blue and some curcumin, and got on the laser 5 different colors.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
Was very interesting to see that. I couldn't believe, like, you put the needle in your veins.
Uh-huh.
So then they remove the needle and they have a catheter that is a fiber optic, and the fiber optic goes in your veins, and then they send the laser and the variation of the color through that fiber optic. So because the blood takes 17 minutes to circulate through your body, so they activate your mitochondria, your cells and everything, and you stay 30 minutes, so 2 times 17 minutes actually you stay there. And I was feeling great, for real.
That's so cool. Do you think it was the methylene blue or it was the laser energy?
Well, the methylene blue, I'll use it regularly, so I know the effect of it. But a methylene blue is activated by red light, and laser, the red on the laser was quite powerful. So I would assume that was one part. And the second on curcumin, and it's more the blue light that activates the curcumin. So
interesting.
Very interesting stuff. Yeah.
Have you tried C60 or any of these other carbon compounds?
I use C60 on my skin, on my face.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
What can we do to hack our brain processes to improve, memory loss of perimenopause or brain fog, or just adult daily life bombarding the brain so that it's too cluttered?
First of all, throw out your phone.
Yeah, that would work.
That's probably the best hack. No, but I mean, like, I don't access my phone from before 9 a.m. and I don't access my phone after 9 p.m. It's something that is part of my life. I don't watch TV either, because I don't have TV for a reason. I don't want to see news that are like bumping all the time. I don't spend too much on social media, and I try to respect the circadian rhythm. Everything is related to one thing, anxiety. So if you remove anxiety from your life, brain fog, memory are going to be improved. Memory, then, to improve memory, of course, you need to pay attention. And to pay attention, you need to cut the distraction, because our brain hates multitasking and phone notification and everything. Your brain has to switch from one to the other, and it takes so much energy to do that. You don't realize it, but your brain burns the energy. With our brain, we burn about 20% of our energy. So remove the distraction, pay attention to what you're doing, to the people you talk to what they're saying, listen to others, listen to yourself, avoid anxiety by any means, and your brain, as it is and as it was designed, will work.
I think those are all such great tips. I do feel like we're constantly multitasking. It's very difficult to stay on any brain wavelength at all.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of bringing more sound into our lives. I think definitely, even just music, but sound energies, special frequencies.
Yeah. On that topic, interesting thing you said. I love light and sound stimulation, but I'm 100% down for an experience in Cincinnati. They have an anechoic chamber there. And in that anechoic chamber, the world record is 55 minutes, is the person that stayed the longest in that room, because there is no noise at all. And wow. The only noise and sound that you have is actually your brain working, heart beeping, and bones moving, and cell. And most people cannot stand that, because our brain is not designed for that, because we're not used to. So I want to experience that. I want to try that. And I'm pretty sure that I can beat that 55 minute easily.
I'm sure you could. You're so fascinating. It's it's been a pleasure chatting with you about this concept of life spanning and your vision for a more organic and healthy approach to longevity, and something, as you said, that should be accessible to everyone on the planet. So I really look forward to seeing how you help to craft the field of biohacking and forge forwards in this challenge. How can people find you and meet you?
So they can find me on Instagram at Cyborg Gains, CYBORGGINZ. But they can go on jeanfallacara.com, so JeanFallacara.com. And from there, lifespanning.com is a fantastic platform. I'm there as well, or just like Google my name, you'll find me, and you'll find my phone number as well. And I answer to everybody. I never say no to anyone.
Amazing. Well, you're such an open, and I can feel your kind goodness and energy. So it's been a pleasure. If you're ever in Los Angeles, you better come say hi to me. I'll get you. We'll do some Botox out here. Even better, we'll do some collagen stimulating, collagen stim treatment, some exosomes, some platelet-derived growth factor, all the new cutting-edge things that we're doing.
Yeah. And I'd like, I'll make you a promise. When I'm coming to Los Angeles, I'll pay you a visit, because I'm curious, and we never had any reporting in Biohackers Magazine about that, and it's more than due. So we should do one with you.
We should. We'll write you an article all about it too. Yeah. And I think that the beauty of building your own natural collagen is so important, and it sustains, you know, the frailty of the face, the skin, the body needs to maintain.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about this technology called Neogen. Does that really work?
You know, it remains to be seen. There's very few research. Published data is very small, so I think it's early yet. Yeah. Well, that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's faces. And you can check out our internal radiance line. It's Beauty Collagen, Beauty Greens, all kinds of amazing products for the skin. And our website is the same as beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.